America weekend.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Are you getting hungry? Maybe you should go out to eat today. No, not one of those fancy shishi places. No. No, you don't want to go to those fancy coffee places with the Kenny G music. You don't need that. No, you won't. No, and you don't want to go there either. These places where the guy comes up, he's wearing overalls and he's got 38 buttons on him and he's telling you about their Beer of the Month Club and the TVs all over the place. No, what about just a diner? A good old American diner. Where else can you go and get yourself a muffin? Maybe an egg salad sandwich. Maybe you want to go all the way out and get yourself some lamb or veal parmesan or a Yankee pot roast and enjoy a blue plate special. That's right, folks. Diners. They're all over the place and people tend to forget about them. When was the last time you ate in a diner? They're good. You can get anything you want. You go in there with three or four people. Somebody's having veal parmesan. Somebody else is eating a bowl of Raisin Bran. Somebody else is having a hard-boiled egg. It's no holds barred. And don't forget the club sandwich. Actually, when I was three, my mother took me into a diner, and she was talking to a woman she knew. She ordered me a club sandwich, and I ate it. And I ate the toothpicks as well. I was quite a bright kid. And you can imagine the joy my mom had over the next few days searching for said toothpick. She found it. The one thing to stay away from when you go into a diner, even today, never order the toast. You don't want the toast. Let's say you get an omelet. All right, that comes with a toast. Do you want white? Do you want rye? Do you want wheat? No. Do you know who makes the toast? It's usually your waitress. Watch where she goes. She will walk up behind the counter and she will put toast in a toaster and she will prepare it and she will butter it or whatever she's going to do with it. Why is that not good? She's touching all of her tips. You know, someone throws a few dollars and some change on the table when they're done before they go up to the register and pay on their way out. She is not washing her hands after taking said dollar bills and change before she goes over and starts manhandling or womanhandling your toast. Stay away from the toast. That's just my little tip to you. Anyway, what are the best diners all across these United States? We actually found a list of 8 all-American diners you do need to visit. Just stay away from the toast. Diners are a classic piece of Americana, offering hearty portions, affordable prices, that are unparalleled ultra-retro feel. It's true. Nothing beats the stainless steel and chromatic euphoria typical of these old-fashioned classics. Not all of the original classic diners survived their mid-20th century boom, but many of the finest ones are still thriving to this day. Here are a bunch of them. The first one, the A1 Diner in Gardner, Maine. Don't make a trip up to Maine without planning a meal at the A1 Diner. This bustling business has been open since 1946, when it primarily existed to serve meals to local factory workers. A1 has battled through the ebbs and flows of town demand for decades, and its spirit, vision, and strong roots are what keep it alive and well to this day. Another one, what about the Goody Goody Diner, St. Louis, Missouri? Hello, St. Louis. What began as the first A&W stand during the Great Depression quickly turned into something quite more. This family-run operation has been open in its current form since 1954. Hearty portions, delicious food, and an old-fashioned ambiance are what keep tourists and regulars alike coming back. Public figures such as Al Gore and Cedric the Entertainer have been known to dine here. If they've gone in together, we don't know that, but at one time each was there on his own. Hearty portions, that is another key with a diner. I talked about a club sandwich before. Go into a diner now and order yourself a club sandwich. It is made in a way that is disproportionate to the human mouth. There's no way you can get it in. You gotta pull the toothpick out, disassemble the whole thing, and you're eating little pieces at a time, but that's okay. And also, when you order these meals, order mashed potatoes in a diner. There is enough there right now for you to like actually coat your entire driveway in mashed potatoes if you want. That's how much you get. And for the price point, diners are pretty affordable. You can go into any diner and get a decent meal for $10. And for the amount of food that they give you, that's not bad. And when you order an omelet, you can get a decent omelet. You can get a Western omelet for like $7 in most diners with the toast that you shouldn't eat. The next one, again, these are all American diners you do need to visit. Ruth's Diner in Salt Lake City, Utah. Ruth's Diner has been a local favorite since its doors opened in 1930. According to the diner's website, it is the second oldest operating restaurant in Utah with a rich history of hot, delicious food and friendly service. If you're in the market for comfort food, then family-owned Ruth's is the place to be. While you're here, be sure to try some of the famous Mile High biscuits, flaky, homemade, and served with a generous and hearty portion of gravy. Maybe just try to not notice the Osmond music that's playing constantly. No, I added that in. I don't know what they play. They have to, you know, most of these diners still have the old jukeboxes. Yes. But it's amazing how expensive it's gotten. There's a diner near me where I think it's $1 a song. $1 a song? $1 for a 3-minute song? You can spend 99 cents on iTunes and buy the song and have it forever. But in these restaurants, you kerplunk, 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 your four quarters go in. You punch up Miley Cyrus, and that's pretty much it. Next up, Mickey's Dining Car in St. Paul, Minnesota. Mickey's is the quintessential Art Deco diner, so much that it was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1983. According to Neil Kaplan of the New York Times, Mickey's has it all. Malts so thick you can eat them with a fork, hamburgers so juicy you can use a spoon, and waitresses so ornery you better know exactly what you want by the time they reach you. These are the true marks of a classic diner. Okay, Neil, why would anyone now want to go to Mickey's? Do you want to eat your malt with a fork? Nothing is more frustrating than the inability to suck your milkshake or your malt into your mouth with a straw. That's happened to all of us. You get yourself a milkshake or a malt, and you just can't suck it up. So, all right, you got to get a spoon, and all of a sudden, you got yourself ice cream. And the hamburgers being so juicy, you need a spoon. To me, that screams excessive grease. Have we not learned anything over these past 10, 20, 30 years? The establishment, which opened in 1939, is one of the first diners built in the Art Deco style, a unique image it maintains to this day. It has been featured in a number of movies for its charm, The Mighty Ducks and A Prairie Home Companion, to name two notable films. Most importantly, the food is good, and the servings are whopping. The next one, the Summerton Diner, Summerton, South Carolina. The Summerton Diner puts its best foot forward, but doesn't have to try too hard to maintain its sterling reputation among regulars and diner fanatics from all walks of life. Just a few bucks will take you far in here. It's a simple menu with classic diner-styled heaping portions that will keep you satisfied for hours. The Summerton Diner has been and continues to be a family-run operation since opening in 1950. The present family-owned incarnation dates back from 1967. The spot is well worth a venture off 95. Just be aware it's closed on Thursdays. When you're in South Carolina, if you're driving to Florida, there is nothing. Florence, South Carolina, where we stay for the overnight when we go back and forth to Disney World, there's some stuff there, but you'll go 100 miles. There is nary a hot dog stand, so the Summerton Diner may be worth the trip. The next one, Harry's Coffee Shop in La Jolla, California. Harry's Coffee Shop has been a mainstay since its doors opened in 1960. Founder Harry J. Rudolph was Brooklyn-born and raised. But once this avid baseball fan's Dodgers moved to Los Angeles from Brooklyn, he picked up and moved west after them. Thus, Harry's Coffee Shop was born, and the people of La Jolla couldn't be more thankful for it. Stop by for a signature milkshake or the famous B.W. Benny, a golden waffle with bacon, ham, poached eggs, and hollandaise sauce. Number 7, Zips Dining Car, Dayville, Connecticut. Zips Dining Car has been offering up some of the finest, not to mention cheapest, hearty foods to patrons since 1954. Today, the restaurant is in its third generation of family ownership and maintains the same level of quality it offered when it first opened its doors. Zips has all the culinary staples of an authentic diner, from old-fashioned baked meatloaf to heaping servings of eggs and bacon. And the final one on our list of all-American diners, you need to visit the Majestic Diner in Atlanta. The humble Majestic has been open for business since 1929 and will never fail to satisfy your cravings, especially since it's open 24/7, 364. It was closed for Christmas. When you're at the Majestic, you'll never go wanting. Hot, heaping portions of eggs, bacon, turkey, and other diner favorites await you. This diner is a can't-miss Atlanta classic. Every town has a pretty neat little diner to go to, pretty much. These, you have to kind of go out of the way unless you live there. We have one that opened near us, I don't know, about 3-4 years ago. And it's a modern take on the Art Deco Nouveau type of thing. It's actually called the Skylark Diner. It's in Edison, New Jersey. And if you want to see what it looks like, hit up Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Coffee series online. Take a look at the interview with Joel Hodgson. It was done at the Skylark Diner, and it was done in great secrecy. It's a pretty neat diner, and we've eaten there quite often, and the eggs are quite plentiful. Eat away. Ever go to a diner? Let me know about it on Twitter, at Ed Kalenge, at EDKALEGI. And every once in a while, we've got ourselves a blue plate special as well. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.